Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Congressman Lee Zeldin, House member from Long Island. He is running for governor of New York. He is also an Army Reserve Colonel. Lee, thanks for coming back on the show. You know me. You're the head of the cavalry here in New York State, and with the cavalry is going to change things. I want to get your take. Governor Hochul has put up a bunch of things regarding this tragic, catastrophic Buffalo shooting business. And I wanted to hear you on this. In particular, let me begin with this from the New York Post today. She's ordered up a new state police unit to track online hate speech and extremism. Now Lee, here's what worries me. This kind of sounds like a misinformation government bureau thing. State police are going to track down hate speech and then do something with it. I mean, we all want to do whatever we can to stop these horrible episodes. But what is your take? How's the state police going to monitor hate speech? And do we really know what hate speech is anyway?
I share your concern here because we all are deeply bothered by what we witnessed in Buffalo. I mean, it shook all of us in the state, in the country, and we want to be able to do something about it. But the idea on a whim to just put out these broad guidelines can end up resulting in people who shouldn't be targeted getting targeted, and it not being a level playing field. There might be somebody running it who has a bias, who has an agenda, and there's just a lot more questions than answers, especially when you're talking about the rights, the privacy of individual New Yorkers, individual Americans. Government has a duty to protect that. And there is a possibility that liberty, that freedom can end up being attacked of people who should not be targeted because you rush to get something done too quickly, too broadly, too vaguely. You're giving powers away and it ends up getting influenced by folks with a particular agenda. And it ends up becoming more of a, you know, left versus right, right versus left. And there's that possibility of it being too similar to what just got shut down, what got paused at the very least at the federal level, this Ministry of Truth and all the flaws that we saw unravel with that.
Yeah, I mean, it could become a political weapon. That's my concern. It gives the state police. I mean, you're right. It could be completely politicized. That just bothers me a lot. The other thing, Lee, is Hochul, I don't know, she's asking, if I have this right, local law enforcement requests red flag orders from local courts, blah, blah, blah. But the state legislature doesn't want to empower the cops or the judges. And that's, to me, goes back to the problem of, you know, no bail, no jail. The governor had a chance to make a move on that, firing Alvin Bragg. But to me, it's just what she's saying here is just a bunch of rhetoric, because underlying the rhetoric, there's no change to the judicial system and there's no change to the lack of backing for cops and law enforcement.
100%. And the governor has the constitutional authority in New York to fire a district attorney who refuses to enforce the law. I have publicly pledged on my first day in office, after I get sworn in, I take the oath of office, I will turn to Alvin Bragg. I will let him know he is fired. It is within the constitutional authority of the governor. The reason why I would be doing it is because across the board, he's refusing to enforce all sorts of laws. We see it in the Post this morning, a story of someone who is a gangbanger who had a prior charge, then shoots an officer in the leg and then ends up getting released. We need to start supporting our law enforcement as opposed to attacking them. I believe that cashless bail should be repealed and that judges should have discretion to weigh dangerousness and flight risk and past criminal record and seriousness of the offense. Senator Hochul came into office, she signed Less is More. And then you had she released 191 people that day from Rikers Island. A whole bunch of them immediately go out and commit additional offenses. 8,000 people got released by the end of March under this law who would have still been behind bars. And that list goes on. One more, the HALT Act. I was contacted by somebody up in Franklin County in the country. In their prison, in the first 3 weeks of April, she said that there were 28 assaults on corrections officers. Man, the whole board should be overhauled. It should be unanimous vote. The list goes on, and they're going in the wrong direction. This isn't even rock bottom. It'll get worse if they have more time, more power.
And Lee Zeldin, again, the Buffalo thing was horrific, and we want to do what we can to prevent this in the future. But look at New York State. Correct me if I'm wrong. New York State already has the toughest gun laws in America, as far as I know. So what would a Governor Lee Zeldin do? How would you handle this? I've got about a minute and a half left.
Well, listen, as it relates to the Second Amendment specifically, I happen to think that our state's gun laws are too strict. I believe that the SAFE Act shouldn't have been enacted in the first place, and it should be repealed. I believe that the Supreme Court should overturn New York State's concealed carry law. I believe that we shouldn't be targeting law-abiding citizens, but we should make sure that somebody like this Buffalo shooter never has access to any weapons. The guy, he already committed a felony. He threatened to shoot up a school. It was all documented. You know, that's what you should be narrowly targeting and not coming out with broad proposals that go after the people who respect the law, the Constitution, and have a right that shall not be infringed.
All right. We'll leave it there. No, that's great stuff. Lee Zeldin, congressman, running for governor. The cavalry is coming to New York. And, you know, Lee, I'm unabashed. I want to give you as much time as I can. You're the horse. Thanks very much for coming on. Folks, I'm Larry Kudlow.
Thanks, Larry. Great to be with you.
You betcha.